USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalists shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday's shootings at our office. Meantime, investigators learning more about that attack. Here is Wes Adams. He's the state attorney.
Evidence that suggested a coordinated attack, the barricading of a back door, and the use of a tactical approach and hunting down and shooting the innocent victims in this case.
The president says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. Kennedy announcing on Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women on a short list. Pro-lifers are hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Tehran's government resuming operations at an Iranian nuclear plant shut down nearly a decade ago. Leaders saying they want it ready in the event talks with the European Union about saving the nuclear agreement fall through. Their nuclear chief earlier this month ordering preparations to increase after the U.S. pulled out of that disastrous agreement. Canada's prime minister finalizing plans to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The plan's expected to hit nearly $12.5 billion worth of U.S. goods with tariffs. Canadian provinces pledging over $1.5 billion in aid to Canadian companies affected by those tariffs that include Canadian worker retraining and marketing assistance to grow Canadian employers. And a new poll says the majority of U.S. public doesn't want the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark abortion legalization case Roe v. Wade. The poll conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, releasing its results to the public right after the president announces he'd appoint a new justice to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's not only liberal protesters calling for ICE to be abolished. We get details from USA Radio's Chris
Barnes.
More
than a dozen U.S. immigration agents calling on the Department of Homeland Security to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. About 19 ICE investigators signing a letter they sent to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen calling on the department to eliminate the agency and shift its work to another bureau. The agents explain they're concerned that the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration is preventing them from carrying out their other important duties. The agents suggest there should be two bureaus, one for criminal investigations and one for immigrant deportations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the President Ivanka Trump presenting the 18th annual Trafficking in Persons report at the State Department. John Clements has more.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
And forecasters say it could be nearly 100 degrees during the New York City Triathlon, some 5,000 athletes participating on Monday. This is USA Radio News.